I'm Michael Smith.
And I'm Chuck Osborne.
And welcome to the Iron Capital Podcast,
where we break down investment stuff with anecdotes and stories that non-financial geeks can understand.
Hey, this is Michael.
This is Chuck.
It's Thursday, June 15th, 2024, and this is the 16th episode of the Iron Capital Podcast.
Woohoo!
Let's get to it, Chuck. What is on your mind today?
Fast money.
Oh.
We're going to make you rich, Michael.
How quickly can you make you rich?
Yeah, we are going to double your money. Guaranteed.
Yes, well, that's definitely going to get some eyes.
I hope so.
Everybody loves getting their double. Yes. Giving their money. Okay, so how are we going to double people's money?
All right. So when people are planning for the future, and this is one of the things that we've been talking about, investing, doing it yourself. Really, the core of financial planning is all about the understanding the time value of money. Mm-hmm. And how money grows over time. And if you want to be a certified financial planner, that's really the core of everything, is just simply understanding how the time value of money works. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, I don't know if this is internet clickbait or not, but Einstein supposedly said that the greatest wonder in the world was compound interest. And there is some truth to that. The way that compound interest can make your investments grow over time is amazing.
Yeah, the amount of years and getting a return.
Yeah, absolutely.
Year after year.
Yeah. And it is amazing how money just multiplies. And nowadays, the financial planning community, we all use computers. There's free online calculators you can use. There's all kinds of sophisticated mm-hmm. Monte Carlo simulators and so forth that will simulate, how that money will grow over time with the set of, assumed rate of return and so forth. But back in the old days, mm-hmm. where I came from,
wagons and whatnot,
we used to do this on the back of a napkin.
Abacus, you mean?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even have an abacus. We had to do it in our head. We worked on something called the Rule of 72. And understanding the Rule of 72 is very important because if there's a cliche in our business, and you see this all the time, you'll see someone, especially, let's say they're in their mid-late 30s, and they've done all the things we've been talking about. They're living in a budget. They're saving for their future. They have savings set aside. They're participating in a 401k, and that's their primary investment vehicle. And they'd be sitting there and going, well, this 401k is just not growing.
Yeah, it's slowly moving.
It's just slowly moving. I'm never going to be able to retire. Mm-hmm. That's what they think. And it's because they don't understand the Rule of 72. So the Rule of 72 is an approximation. It's not exact, but it's an approximation of how long it will take you to double your money. Mm-hmm. And you can estimate what your rate of return is. If you think you're going to get a 10% rate of return, then you divide that 10 into 72, and in roughly 7 years, you're going to have doubled your money.
Yep,
72. If you get a 7% return, if you take less risk, and maybe you have some bonds in there, maybe you get a 7% return over a full market cycle, then that money will approximately double every 10 years. Mm-hmm. And what people don't understand, and this is something my first boss used to say all the time, it's the last double that gets you there. It takes just as long for $10,000 to turn into $20,000 as it takes $10 million to turn into $20 million. It's the same math. You're doubling your money over and over again. Yep. So when you're participating in the 401k, especially early on, it doesn't look like it's moving all that great, because if you're getting a 10% return, which would be fantastic, if you're truly averaging that overall, a full market cycle, then you know, it's you're starting with a relatively small amount of money, and it just doesn't look like it's growing all that fast. But what happens is eventually, you know, you get up to the six figures, and so you got $100,000. And now when it doubles, it goes from 100,000 to 200. And then the next time it goes from 200 to 400. And then it goes from 400 to 800, from 800 to 1.6 million. Yep. And that, it's that last double that gets you.
Getting that last one.
Which means starting earlier. Absolutely.
The earlier you can start, the better.
The earlier you start, the better. But this rule works for everybody, and that's what you have to understand. The compound interest in investing is an amazing thing, but it takes patience. Yep. And it doesn't always look like anything is happening from a day-to-day basis. But there are so many people out there, you know, especially in that age group that we're talking about, like, you know, maybe in their mid-late 30s mm-hmm. or even early 40s, that are likely far better off than they think they are yep. when it comes to their retirement.
Well, and you see it too. It's like when you've been in the business as long as, I mean, you're more than me, but even I'm at 18 years now, and you start looking back at some of these clients who, you know, they were in their early 50s.
Yep.
And you see how much money they had in their account, and then they had hundreds of thousands on the low side.
Right, right.
And then they sit 65 and 67 and 68 and they're retiring, and that's moved up to being in the $2 million range or more. And you see how that, and it's wild, you know.
It is
wild. Because it's funny, it's like everything else, you can hear these things talked about, right?
Right.
But when you see it and you experience it, you realize like how powerful that actually is. And and you're right, at that moment a lot of them were worried
right
you know
right
because they couldn't visualize it themselves.
It does take it takes a minute to actually visualize that and to understand and to be patient, you know, because we live in a society now that it's all about the immediate gratification. It's all about, you know, the quick buck, you know. And the reality is there are no shortcuts.
Investing is not a get-rich quick scheme.
No.
Speculating is a lose-money quick scheme. But
investing is a
slow process that builds over time.
Yeah.
That can give you wonderful results, but it doesn't happen in a day or a year.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's all based on, you know, like I said, the rule of 72. So knowing, you know, what is a reasonable average rate of return over a full cycle, mm-hmm. and then how, you know, dividing that into that number of 72 gives you an idea of how long it's going to actually take you to double that money. Mm-hmm. And the it also works in reverse. I remember years ago, I was trying to convince a friend of mine who was just a huge believer in houses being a great investment. That really was not the best way to invest in money. The stocks tend to beat real estate almost all the time mm-hmm. in investing for various reasons. But she used the example of her parents who had just sold a house that they had lived in for a decade, and they had sold it for twice what they paid for it. And she's like, they doubled their money. You don't tell me that wasn't a great investment. They doubled their money. And of course, in the example of real estate, what people always forget is like, well, okay, but how much interest?
How much did you put in?
How much did you put in? How much interest did you pay? How much maintenance cost was there?
Did you put a new roof
what,
on?
What were those taxes?
How many AC systems did you put in?
Exactly. So all those things that don't get counted in that.
Yeah.
But even if you take all those away, I just looked there and said, well, that's a 7% return.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you talking about? You know, it's like, well, you know, you divide, you know, 72 by 10, and 7.2 actually. All right, so that you know, so it works the other way as well, and you can estimate that was the actual rate of return they got on that house. you know, it was 7.2%, which isn't bad.
Nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with that. But that's, it's not, you know, this great, wonderful thing. So understanding the rule of 72 can help an individual investor quite a bit, especially if they're doing, you know, if they truly are doing it themselves, which we're talking about in this series.
Yep.
You don't have to have the most sophisticated financial planning software packages. All you need is a piece of paper and a calculator, if you need a calculator.
Yeah.
And you know, make some reasonable assumptions. And measure that out and figure out, okay, how long is it going to take me to get where I need to be?
Yep.
And it's all based on the rule of 72.
There you go. How to double your money. Another one down. Hey, thanks so much. We, and as always, love talking to you. If you have any questions or something you would like us to talk about, then please submit it, and we'll probably tackle it.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Iron Capital Advisors is an independent registered investment advisory firm headquartered in Atlanta with clients nationwide. Learn more about us at ironcapitaladvisors.com. The Iron Capital Podcast is produced by Iron Capital Advisors. Our awesome original theme music was written and performed by Michael Smith and Leah Calvert. This content is for educational purposes only and should not be relied upon for investment decisions or advice. Clients and employees of Iron Capital may maintain positions in the securities discussed. Please like and subscribe to the Iron Capital Podcast on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with another episode soon.